Okay.
So we are in the middle of discussing a gotta about the Itzahara, right? So is that mamish rather what top of mount non base on base is we're up to?
Really?
If I'm mistaken. On Thursday with 51 Nun Alpha Nud. Oh wait, Nun Alpha base?
And then Gimon a bit, no?
Oh, you're right, we're on Gimon base, my bad. Okay.
I thought to myself, there's no way that I went to hit because I was behind.
Especially that far ahead.
Tough.
You learned this toss of your right at the beginning, right at the bottom, and then the Nungi Mahmoud Alif,
I learned
to
the end of the whole story with Davi. I'm not mistaken.
Nungi Mahmoud Alif?
Nungi Mahmoud.
What are you?
Davi, when he, with the
15. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You've got the Hamishtri Miles.
Yeah.
You went to the end of that on Gimon Bais?
No, not to the end of it, no.
Oh, okay, fine.
Just to the end of that story. To our elevation.
Yeah. Okay, so how's it going? This is what the story is, right? Bishah Ashikara David Shisim Kapha Tahaima Valamishtafei Alma. When David Amelech, this by the way is a very, very famous story. When David Hamelech was digging a well, right? And Kafa Tahoma, right? The water is that set. Remember, in the perspective of Chazal, there is water underneath the earth.
Yes.
Right, so the waters came up and they were going to flood the entire world. Right? Amar David, David said, Mika yideyada ishari lemichta shein achaspa nishdiyevet hoima umanach. David Melch says, I know how to deal with the problem. If I write Hashem Hashem on a piece of clay, throw it in the water, then the water will calm down. But I don't know if I'm allowed to do it, because that'll wipe out the Hashem Hashem. Right? Leika deka amar le midi. Nobody said anything. I'm not sure. Right? Kol de yada. The meimar ve'eno oimer. Yechanek bigeroinoi. So, the Gemara says anybody who knows how to, who knows the answer and doesn't say it, will choke. Meaning, David Melech cost them. Right? There's nobody said anything. David Melech said, wait, if any of you do know and you're not telling me, I hope you choke. The irony of cursing someone to choke when in a few minutes they're going to drown anyone. Nasa Achisoifel kam b'chaymer ratzmei. Na Achisoifel learned a kal b'chaymer, right? Uma v'asei shalem bein yish le'ish doyam ratorah shemi shenichtav b'kdusha yimach el amayim as shalesh tolem le'kol olam kuloy al achas kama v'chama. If the Torah allows the Shem Hashem to be wiped out, because, right, to make peace between a man and his wife, and kal v'chomer, a fortiori, it should be permitted to make peace for the entire world, right? Amar le shari, and so he told David, don't worry, about the butter, right? Now because Hashem has been wrote on Hashem Hashem on clay, the shadi l'sahum, and he chucked it down into the depths, right? Venachis de oim shatahim shisar alfe garmidi, and the depth, the water sank 16,000 something, some measure, right? Kichazi denachis tuva, right? When he saw how much it was sinking down, he said, but wait, the closer the water is to the land, the more water there is in the soil, and the better plants will grow. It's not an ideal result, right? We don't want to sink too much, right? Amar chamishas rimailes. So then he said Shira Malis 15 times. He read to the 15 Shira Malis, right? Ve'aschei chamisar alfei garmidi. And then it came up 15,000 garmidi, whatever that is, right? 1,000 garmidim underneath the garmidim underneath the underneath ground level, right? Amar ula says Shema. Now this teaches us sumcha de ara alfe garmidi. This teaches us that the land is 1,000 garmidi thick. V'achazinan decharinan purta v'nafki maya. Don't we know that you can drink, you dig much less than that and you get water? When would they dig much less than that and get water?
When they dig wells.
Yeah. Amar Rav Mesharshia umisulma de pras. Basically, those are like rungs that the pras, that the Euphrates makes up the land. The idea is that the Euphrates has lots of tributaries underground, right? And that's really the water you're finding in wells. Okay, fine. Not certain about the Messiah's description. It should be noted what is going on in the Zagadata, right? What does it sound like when you write a Shem Hashem on clay?
Sota.
Right, so what's going on with Sota? What's the comparison with Sota? Why would you compare David HaMelech to Sota?
Oh, because David was unfaithful, caused a woman to be unfaithful.
Yeah, whatever exactly it is that happened with Bathsheba and Uriah Hittite, different days in Chazal as well, did in fact David sleep with an Eshek Sish or not, one way or another, what he did was definitely in that area, right? If we're talking about either he slept with an Eshek Sish or he sent her husband to die and therefore she wasn't an Eshek Sish, one way or another, it's not ideal. And it's sort of in that tchum, right? And so, like, that was why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so angry at him, right? That was why the world almost got flooded, right? That's, by the way, the sin that Dor HaMavol suffered from as well. Suffered from it. That was what they were punished for. No? Beferish Pesukim. Okay. So Rav Medan said, that was Rav Medan's word, right? That, like, the idea was that just as you can make, that's why the issue of Sita is relevant here. Right, because why is it? Why did this happen, Michal? Right, because of that. Okay.
So it's interesting that the whole world would have been destroyed because of David's sin.
So the Kohanim stood in the Shara Elyon, right? Which goes down to the Esrus Nashim, between the Azara and the Esrus Nashim. By Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Lemaila asiris denachis chamsha vekai aasara." They were on the 10th step up. There were 15 steps, right? The 10th step up, that was where the Kohanim was standing. Oy Dilma denachis asara vekai chamsha. Maybe they were 10 steps from the top and 5 steps from the bottom. How do you know? Teku taki, not sure. Tanu Rabban, the Brisa said, "Mi Mashas Hashem, Aruf Nehem Ked Ma'ini Oydei Asher Achorim Alchem Hashem." Remember, we said, what did they say? What did they do? They went to the Shar HaMizrach, which is the which gate? Shar HaRachamim, right? Which is locked until Mashiach comes, right? And they went to that gate and they turned their back on the sun towards the Heichal. And what did they say?
Our ancestors.
Turn their sun, they're back to the Heichal, yeah. And turn towards the sun, right? And they quote a passage from Yechezkel. Nehem keid meini yodea she'acharem el Heichal Hashem. If they are facing east, don't I understand that they are facing away from Heichal Hashem? Isn't that obvious? Ela matal modle marei chariem al pichel Hashem. Why do I need to be told it? Melamed shehayu pora in atzman. Umas reason kapli kapi mata. So that teaches us that they actually uncovered themselves and defecated in the direction of the Heichal. It wasn't just that they were facing away from the Heichal to the sun, they were actually doing something grossly offensive in the direction of the Heichal. Right? That was a real rejection of God going on here. Anu leyah beinenu veliyah inenu v'chulei. Remember, we said anu leyah. So the.
What happened?
And we are for Hashem, and to Hashem, and to Hashem, our eyes go right. That's what Rabbi Yehuda thought they said. Ini, is that true? Veha Amar Rabbi Zeira Kola Imer Shema Shema Ki Yu Amar Moidim Moidim. Isn't it true that Rabbi Zeira said anybody who says Shema Shema is the same as someone who said Moidim Moidim? What's that a reference to? Megillah, Brachas and Megillah, yeah.
Where if you double up the lashon, you can keep them out.
Ah, very good. So there is a little bit of a machlis to show what exactly this means, right? Somebody says Shema Shema might mean say the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad twice over, and why would that be a problem? Because it sounds like there's two rishuyos, right? The Mishnah says that if somebody says Moedim Moedim, then we kick them off the bima. So somebody says Rabbi Zera said if he says Shema Shema, he's a heretic. It's as though, or he looks like a heretic, it's as though he said, Moedim, Moedim. So if that's true, An Liyah, Liyah, Hinenu, sounds awfully similar to that, no? Ella, rather, Hachikamar, this is what it means. Hema, Mishdacha, Vimkedma, Ve An Liyah, Ve Nenu, Liyah, Meyachalais. They bow to the east. And we bow to Hashem, and our eyes seek Hashem. It's a slightly different statement.
Yeah.
Not a dramatically different statement, but slightly different, right? It doesn't crash into that problem of making it like as though there were two reshuyos. Okay. But I mentioned that there's a machlokes shem, what exactly it means. Rashi says it means if you say the pasuk twice. The Rambam says it means if you say the words twice. Right? Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael, Hashem, Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokeinu, Hashem, Hashem, Echad, Echad. Like people who do that, who repeat words a lot to fix kavana, that's exactly what the Gemara is talking about. By the way, that's in some ways a better fit, because then the problem isn't a problem of heresy, even looking like heresy. The problem is just that it's like, whatever. No. You don't want to talk to a person that way, but you dare to talk to Hashem that way? Not right. Okay. Right. Mishnah. Ein bochsin me'asara ve'achas tkiyos be'mikdash. There are never less than 21 tkiyos in the mikdash. Ve'ein mesif in al harabaim v'shmein. There's never more than 48. Bechol yoim hayu sham esrim ve'achas tkiyos mikdash. Every day there were 21. Shalosh liftichas shar. 3 to announce that the gates were being opened. Ve'seisha l'samich el shachar. 9. During the ceremony of bringing the Tamid Shel Shachar. Okay, that is when they would do the Nesachim on the Mizbeach, right? That's one, right? When the Levim start to sing, right? And then three. It was really 3 times during the Shir, because 3 times that they would take a break. They would stop for a second and they would blow the Chatzot Zeros. Right, and everybody and the Kohen will blow Chatzorot Zeros, and the entire nation would bow down. Right? And that's in Masechet Talmid, which we will see soon. Right? Right? Higiyu leperet taku v'shtachu v'la'am. Akol peret giyav, akol tgiyav, shtachu v'eh. Right. So that... fine. And then there were a couple more. What were the other ones? I'm trying to remember now. So let's there were 9 and 5, and then there was, I think, one with the Shechitas Atamid. I don't know what the other ones were, right? So anyway, and then there were Musafim Hayu Musafim Oy Teisha, and there were another 9 for the Musafim. Why?
Because you should be in the process, right?
Basically, right? Because there is a shear for the Musafim. Oh, that's right. The reason why is because there was actually tkiya trua tkiya. That was why how it got to so many in the singing.
No,
yeah,
fine.
Okay, fine. Right. So okay. So then there were another 9 for the Musaf. Over Erev Shabbos, he Musifin Oich, he Musifin Sheish, and there were 6 on Erev Shabbos. Shalosh lahav to some malacha, and Shalosh lahav to main kosh chol. 3 to announce to everybody they should really stop doing malacha, and another 3 a little bit later to announce when the Shabbos was coming in Al Pidim, right? And by the way, to this day, there's something similar in Yerushalayim. There's a siren on Erev Shabbos half an hour before.
Yes, everyone got a very big frat yesterday. You're sitting outside Bell's and there's all of a sudden the sun.
It's very beautiful.
It's very nice.
Erev Shabbos Shabbosayich Achav Hayusham Arba'im Ushemayna. Erev Shabbos on Sukkot there were 48. Shalosh L'Psichas Sharon, 3 for the gates. Shalosh L'Shar Elyon, 3 to announce the Shar Elyon opening. Right, that's where between, because that's where the Kohanim are standing. Right, right. Shalosh L'Shar Tachtan, 3 for the lower gates. Shalosh L'Milui Amayim, 3 to announce the filling up of the barrel of the water for Nisach Amayim. Veshalosh al gabei mizbeach, and 3 for the mizbeach. Tisha l'tamei shel shachar, 9 for the tamei shel shachar. Veseisha l'tamei shel tamei shel ben arbaim, and another 9 for tamei shel ben arbaim. Veteisha l'mishnatosafim, 9 for the musaf. Shalosh lahavdil asam melacha, 3 to announce to people that they should stop doing melacha. Another 3 veshalosh lahavdil ben kosher, another 3 to announce that Shabbos has in fact come in. Masnisin deloy kerab Yehuda. This mishnah is not similar to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Desanya, because the price says Rabbi Yehuda Omer, because Rabbi Yehuda said you should never do more than 7 tekiyos, you should never do more than 16, as opposed to you should never do less than 21, and you should never do more than 48.
Shouldn't he at this stage? It wasn't so long.
It's a shame he doesn't hear it done, because he's done with start counting them all to see if he were, how many there actually were. Yeah.
But surely at this stage, it's not so long after the Beit HaMikdash existed, no? That Rabbi Yehuda is having a machloket with another Tanna.
He met 100 years.
So was it? But surely it's enough time for the Mitzvah to have been known.
You're assuming the Mitzvah is always the same thing. Even in Tanna Mikdash, there may have been different Masaras.
Yeah, but
like depending on who was running the show, it might have been a little bit different. Really? Of course, why not? There's a Mishnah that has a machlokes between Chaim and Rabbi Yossi with the tzitz, right? The tzitz says Kodesh L'Shem or not. How do I know that? The tzitz, the golden thing, the Chaim Gadol have on his forehead, has Kodesh L'Shem or not written on it. How do I know that?
It's possible, right? Isn't it possible?
Very good, it's an explicit pasuk, right? So, right.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Do you want to eat some bamba? Okay, right? So, there is a machlokes in the Mishnah. Was it written on one line, or was Kodesh written on the lower line, and then Hashem was written on a higher line?
Yeah.
And in that, there's actually a machlokes shown. It doesn't mean that Hashem was written above the word Kodesh, or just higher but adjacent. Mm. Fine. That is a machlokes tanoim. I went to Rome and I saw that it was written on one line. I saw the text they had in Rome from the Beit HaMikdash. It's written on one line.
Yeah,
and the Rambam says that it was written on two lines. What's going on? So it says that it says a Mishnah who says that Kohen Gadol did it right.
Yeah.
But here it was a tzitz made with Kodesh L'Shem written on one line. Who says that that's the correct way to do it?
That means it could very possibly be that, like,
this could have been different at different times.
So it could be like in like time to like Mashiach, like Sfaradi, we could still be dabbling in two different Nisachim because it's different Minhagim.
Theoretically, they achieve pretty much the same thing. The actually significant difference between them are very, very small.
Yeah.
Right? Like if I had to, I could probably count them on one hand. You can take them, by the way.
Yeah?
You can take some.
Take
some.
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay. So. But my commissioning, what are they disagreeing about? Rabbi Yehuda, Sa'iva, Sa'var, Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya, Chasi, Rabban, Sa'ri, Tkiya, Lechud, Trua, Lechud. So, really, what are they disagreeing about? Rabbi Yehuda thinks that Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya is one.
No.
And Chachamim think that, no, that's considered to be
two.
Two, I suppose. Yeah. Three separate tributes. My time at the Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda say this? Amar kro skatem teruwa. Pasuk says skatem teruwa. It sounds like Chua and Kia go together. Right? Alma, Trua, Uskia, Achasi. Therefore, it sounds like a Trua is a Tkia. Rabbanan hu lishut alecha ne'al lachar Yehuda. So Rabbanan say, no, that doesn't mean that Shua is a tkiyah, that they're exactly the same thing. Right? It means that you have, before you have a Shua, you have a tkiyah. Right? And you have a tkiyah after the Shua, meaning you have, every Shua is sandwiched between tkiyahs. That's what it really means. Right?
Yeah.
And Verabanan Maitai Mayo, why do Rabbanan say that there were really 21 dichsiv? When you assemble the nation, blow a tkiyah, don't blow a truah. Right? That's what it sounds like. Right? And if you would say that they really come together, that inherently they are the same thing, no, not exactly the same thing, but that they really come together, right?
Yeah.
That they're sort of attached to the hip, then could it be that Torah told you to only half a mitzvah? Right? Is that a possibility that Torah would tell you to do such a thing?
Yeah.
No. Right? For Rabbi Yehuda, who the Simana Bar Halma, who the Asa Rabbi Yehuda said, that's not a mitzvah. What does it mean to do Tisku Velis Ariel? Does that mean that there's an Indian to do then a Tkiya and not a Chua? It means that you're assembling people, so you don't need to, it doesn't matter what you blow, just as long as they understand what it means, as opposed to Tkiya and Chua, some Trias and Trias and Rosh Hashanah, where it really matters what exactly you do. Right? By the way, parenthetically, what does that mean? It means that Chamdin, it did matter exactly what you did.
What?
That also, even when we're just assembling the nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cared about what exactly they went about it.
Yeah.
Like how they did the Chua and the Tkiyah. Right? Rayudahu. Okay. Verabanan simanahu. Verachamana shavi mitzvah. Rabbanan say it's a simon, sure. But the Torah told you to do it a certain way, so it's a mitzvah.
How does it show there's 21 then?
The question is that in 9, do you count the Tkiyah, Chua, Tkiyah as one or as 3? That'll be how wide the difference in the count. Right? Keman as a hada amarakana in main tkilis ruay la klov la klom. Who agrees with the statement that Rav Kahana made that there's nothing between the tshki and the shore? Right? That they are immediately following each other. Keman, who said that? Rabbi Yehuda, Shita. It's obvious that it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? If it's chachamim and they're separate mitzvahs, then you'll have a little bit of a divide between them. By the way, how do we pass in?
Both.
Separate. Pass on the chum. Separate. Think about the kiyas and Rosh Hashanah.
Ah, thinking of the shvarim. Sometimes they're separate,
sometimes they're together. No, it's Kiyan Shua, right? Yeah. Mal, this is a question of what a Shua is, it's a different discussion, right? Mal, the same, if you look at Rabbanan, what would you have thought? It's even like Rabbanan. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda will agree with that, but maybe it's even like Rabbanan. Ulak Pukki mit de Rabbi Yochanan, this comes to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, de Amar, who said, Shema. And the point that he was making was not that they have to be literally right next to each other with absolutely no break, like Rabbi Yehuda says, but rather that you can't do what Rabbi Yochanan says you can do. You know, once an hour do a tkiyah or a truah, and that's fine. That they don't have to be next to each other at all. They might just have to be, don't even close to each other. Do we pass them that way?
What? That's...
That they don't have to be anywhere near each other and you can still be yotzi in a mitzvah?
Not that I've ever heard of.
Okay, so nobody does it because it creates a problem with brachos.
Yeah.
But leaving aside the problem with brachos, it is mutter. Yeah.
So you could like randomly like grow like a...
No, but see, like I said, it will create a problem with hefsek in the brachos.
Ah, fine.
Right? Ve'ema hachinami. Right? And then it says... Well... Just a minute. Oh, maybe you'll say that Rabbi Yochanan is like Chachamim, and Rav Kahana is... No. What's it? What is the sign of the Quran? I'm actually not sure what it means. I don't remember. Just a minute. Right? Oh, maybe that. Maybe the whole point. Maybe the whole point is that in Achinami, this is to come. This comes to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe it comes to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Right? That is exactly the point. Right? No, it really has to be Rabbi Yehuda, because why does it say Luklum? If it says Luklum, there's really nothing between them, then that's only consistent with Rabbi Yehuda, not with Rabbi Yochanan. Right?
Yeah.
That eventually we ended up rejecting, so Rabbi Tahana is passing like Rabbi Yochanan, and we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, sorry, and we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan. Parenthetically, right? Rabbi Yochanan says 9 tkiyos. Where does this 9 come? So far we've only talked about 3.
Yeah.
Why 9? Because we're not sure what a shua is. We're not sure if what's what shua is what we call shvarim. Right? Meaning 3 semi-long blasts. True, if it's what we call a trua, which is just continuous, very, very short blasts. Right? By the way, each shevra has to be at least 3 truas long. Right? Or do we say that it's actually both of them, first shvarim, then trua? Right? So because of that, we do 9 tkiyos. Do 9, then tkiyah, shvarim, shkiyah. Right? Right? Then we ended up doing each of them twice more again, and that's how we get to 27 in each lot. Right? Okay? That's a machlokes shonim, is that in fact true? But we passed in that way, that you're meant to do 9 for each, and then... that you're meant to do 9, like, to 3 times tkiyah, trua, tkiyah, and then we're not sure what a trua is, so therefore you get to 9 lots.
Yeah.
Right? And it should be noted, there is a matzah shonim what constitutes a trua versus a tkiyah. How long is a tkiyah? Rashi says a tkiyah is the same length as a shonim, as each of the shonim.
Oh.
And Tosis says, no, it's the length of at least 3 shonim. What? Shkoyev.